hung on, as opposed to hanging on. Hanging on, present tense, hung on, we've already been hanging, right? Dr. Ken is here, and we're ready for you at 888-553-7536 to help you understand what's going on, the medical breakthroughs of the week, the news from the world of medicine, all the things that people have been talking about. Dr. Ken has apprised himself doing his research, ready to answer your questions as well. Won't know what the question is till you get on board, and you won't get on board unless you do one of two things. You dial 888-553-7536, which is the preferable way to get to Dr. Ken, because then he can actually engage in conversation with you. But you can also send an email to him, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug, at dougstephan.com. Let's have an analysis from Ken's point of view of the mayor of New York suggesting there ought to be a sale. I'm sorry, a ban. A sale. You know, what's so funny about this, Ken, is a lot of people have had some fun, and people that growl, the usual bunch of people who growls about government and stuff, and I am normally one of those, but in this case, I have so much regard for Bloomberg that I kind of give him a pass, because what he's really doing, in my way of thinking, and you probably disagree or may disagree, it's government. We have too much government. You and I would agree with that 100%.
I think, good day, yes, I think we would definitely agree on that.
Yeah, and then from there, how do we address the problems of people and their habits? How do you, unless you hit them over the head, and in this circumstance, okay, so you can't buy 32-ounce Slurpees, but you can go buy 2 16-ounce Slurpees.
Exactly. There's a lot of great medical news this week, and if you stick around for the next 2 hours, we're going to bring you all up to date. And I just wanted to kick it off with what New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has proposed this week is a ban on sale of large-sized sugary beverages by restaurants, mobile food carts, movie theaters, and all delis. Doug, his proposal is aimed at fighting this epidemic of obesity in New York City. The statistics are a bit concerning. 58% of adults and nearly 40% of city public school students are obese or overweight. It's predicted that obesity may be a bigger killer in the future than smoking, so it is a big concern. Mayor Bloomberg's proposal would impact drinks sold in containers larger than 16 ounces, but what Doug alluded to, you could get 2 16s if 1 16 is not enough. It would not impact the sale of diet soda or dairy-based drinks. There's been some research that suggests that actually diet soda may make you more obese. So this is a really controversial problem. I wonder when we elected Mayor Bloomberg Mama of New York City.
Mama Bloomberg. I actually met his mother once. His mother is quite an interesting. I've met him on a couple of occasions. His mother, very interesting lady, and he's a lot. I didn't know her that well. He seemed to be a lot like her.
He is.
Yeah, I think he is probably too. But in the sense that he's taking it on and getting the public to discuss again another avenue, another way, another look.
I have to commend his interest in health, because he certainly is interested himself in leading a healthy lifestyle. He banned cigarette smoking in restaurants and public facilities in New York City. This was very controversial at first, and I think it's being accepted. But I just wonder whether this is the role of government. There are so many important things in our government right now to deal with, you know, dealing with his budget, solving crime, all these things in New York City. And it seems to me that this is an area he could educate, he could lead by example, but this is where parents need to teach our children what the right thing to do. I just wonder whether this should be on the menu of government. I'd love to hear what the listeners think. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, is this a role for mom and dad, or is this the role for the mayor? 1-888-55-DRKN. If you have an opinion about this, we'll put you first in line. I'd love to hear what you think.
Why else should people call? Why, for those who are new to this program, who don't know about you, why would it be beneficial if they have a health concern for them to call and talk to you?
because the medical maze is so hard to navigate these days. I will make it easy for you. I can answer any questions from head to toe. I've been in medicine for over 30 years, seeing patients each day. There's probably nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. Easy to talk to. I won't confuse you. You know, they send us to school for 10, 20 years so we can learn a language that no one else can understand. I make that simple so you can easily understand it. I give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I am very traditionally trained, but I go both ways. I go to the alternative end. I go to the traditional end, and I just take evidence-based solutions, the best of both worlds, call myself a blended physician, and I'd love to help you. The other good reason is there's no bill, there's no paperwork. We pay for the call toll-free from anywhere in the 50 United States, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, D-R-K-E-N. If you want to talk to me about yourself, your parents, your spouse, your friends, your kids, anyone you'd like to ask, we all have a healthcare problem. It's so hard to get everything answered. I deal so often each day with helping people get through this maze, which is not getting easier, and I'd love to help you. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. People tell me I'm a wonderful problem solver. Maybe I can help you all.
All right, so one way you can be helped is to get on to LSD. I think I've laid this on you before, but I'm just looking at one of the news items this week, thinking about laughter. LSD, for me, is laughing, singing, and dancing. Laughter is so good for your health. It relaxes your body, boosts your immune system, triggers the release of endorphins, protects your heart. It's a whole long laundry list of things that this week are in the focus when it comes to laughter, right?
And exactly. This optimism is great news. I love this. This is in the medical journal Aging this week, and I knew you'd enjoy this stuff.
Yep.
This is from the Longevity Genes Project. It's an institute for aging research at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx, Mayor Bloomberg's area. And we learn some tips to help us stick around to our 100th birthday from this study. And what you learn, the common features of people who make it past 100, they're optimistic, easygoing, sociable, conscientious. We learn that they don't bottle up their feelings, and they suppress their urge to talk ill of others. The encouraging news from this study is that you don't have to be born with these characteristics, because many of these folks living past 100 learn these traits much later in life. And all of us can adopt these features and maybe prolong our lives. The number one predictor for being a centenarian, that's somebody who lives, a centenarian, someone who lives to at least age 100, is if you have parents who are centenarians.
Ah, but it's all, it's dependent so much on how you live and around whom you spend your time. You're around somebody who's grousing and angry all the time. Boy, man, will you pick up those vibes? 888-553-7536. Jack wants to know about arthritis, the leading cause of disability, from what I remember reading. There's so many different kinds of arthritis. I had a music teacher, Miss Prescott, in the seventh grade, who was a heavy woman, wonderful, what a great attitude she had toward life, and she was so much fun to watch.
I had Mrs. Gates.
Did you?
Sounds like a lot like Miss Prescott.
Probably. Miss Prescott had really, really horrible arthritis, and I think she got it from playing the piano. I mean, I didn't understand a lot of that stuff then, but I knew she had.
And teachers stand a lot.
Yeah. So, anyway, under the circumstances, there are so many cases of arthritis, Ken. How do you, in this arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and who knows what other kinds of arthritis, what's the best way, I guess this person just asked a question about understanding arthritis, how you get it, and or how to avoid it.
Well,
is it mostly your hands that it affects, or what?
It can affect any joint. It's just wear and tear on the joints. It's inflammation of one or more of your joints, and the main symptoms usually are joint pain and stiffness. and it typically worsens with age. And there's two main kinds. One is osteoarthritis, which is the kind that occurs due to wear and tear. It's the most common type, and it often occurs in athletes, but it can occur in anyone who does repetitive activities with any of our joints. The other kind, which is fortunately less common, but just a real challenge for us doctors to take care of, is rheumatoid arthritis. This is where the immune system that's supposed to take care of us, fight those foreign bodies, the germs that come into our body, sometimes it attacks our body for reasons which we don't quite understand, thinking that the joints are actually a foreign body destroying the joints. Rheumatoid arthritis, fortunately, we have a lot better, more specific medications to tame the inflammatory response, and it's a problem that we can treat a lot better than we could maybe 15 years ago. But these are challenging areas. The rheumatologist is the specialist in these areas.
888-553-7536. Bertha in El Paso, listening to KTSM. How may we help you?
Hi. It's nice to talk to you. I'm against Mayor Bluburn's proposed ban, but as a parent, I can understand it. I grew up in the era of the 50s. Mm-hmm. We used to buy soda by the case. Mm-hmm. And but as a parent, I...
Whoops, we lost that call.
Hello, Bertha.
There's sometimes on cell phones you lose people. Bertha, you're welcome to try back again. 888-553-7536. Let's take the opportunity for a moment to educate people on triglycerides. If you're spending time talking about triglycerides and other things, your cholesterol, the levels that are okay, normal, borderline high. I don't know. Do people actually know what their numbers are, do you think, Ken?
I hope so. I urge everybody to know their numbers. Blood pressure, cholesterol, their weight, their blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, know your numbers. But high cholesterol, let's focus on that one. It is a serious condition, Doug. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, a heart doctor, I always seek the safest, most effective ways to lower the cholesterol in my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy that we want to bring to our listeners, and it might be right for many of them. It's Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users, they report excellent results in just 60 days. I've been using this in the office. It's just a wonderful product that can be used before these big plaques develop in the coronaries. It's safe. It's FDA registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
All right. So here's the bottom line on this safe registered product imported. It's the bottom line. It's the new way and the new wave of protecting yourself against cholesterol problems and triglycerides. Get a blood test, like I did, and then take advantage of the free 30-day trial, like I did. And then at the end of 30 days, get your readings again, like I did. Ken looked at them and said, wow, these, you can see the application of this. Not that I was off the charts, but I have, you know, numbers that aren't balanced, shall we say. And the best thing about this product is it's a good maintenance product. You want to stay on it. And getting started, they just want you to understand how well it works. That's why they're offering it to you free by going to cardiol.net/Ken. cardiol.net/Ken. Toll free number 888-809-6424 for Cardiol. 888-809-6424 for that free 30-day trial.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And change after the hour as we get into your medical problems and a discussion is sort of ongoing. There'll be a thread. We always seem to establish a thread here, Ken, and the ban on sugary drink discussion is certainly an interesting one. Laughter and optimism, how that brings you along. Life. And an interesting study this week about how old people smell. If you get to be 100, you smell different than you did when you were 60. Do you really? I've often noticed that when I go into homes where people, I thought my father's home smelled differently when he got older. And I just thought it was, well, I guess I thought it was an old person smell. I wonder if it was furniture around, what it, but it is. There's
as
something
usual, you made an accurate observation. And this was confirmed in an amazing medical study this week. It was published in the PLOS One journal this week, and it comes from the Monell Chemical Senses Center. This is a research institute in Philadelphia, very close to where I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. And any legitimate good scientific research about smelling comes out of this institute. That's what they specialize in. And what they discovered is that older people do, in fact, have a characteristic odor, but it's not a negative odor. It seems that the negative association with old people's body odor seems to come from our negative association with old age. And in this new research, middle-aged men actually were evaluated as the most stinky of the three adult age groups studied. They broke people up into age 20 to 30, 45 to 55, and 75 to 95. And which group of these three, male or female, do you think smelled the best?
Which group of this group?
Which of these three groups, male or female, do you think smelled the best in this study?
Yeah, what did you
middle-aged
tell?
Women.
Ah,
but
perfect.
The fascination of the study is how they... Is there, you know, their, if you will, their experimental design?
Yeah.
Here's how they prove that body odor changes with age in a scientific manner. Not to be too clinical, but each person in this study, they were divided into three groups, 20 to 30, 45 to 55, and 75 to 95. Each person slept in an unscented T-shirt with underarm pads for five nights, Doug.
Good
the
God.
Pads were cut into four pieces and put into glass jars, and evaluators were asked to determine the age group. And what they discovered was that people were most accurate at picking out the older age group, but the older age group didn't smell the worst. The middle-aged men smelled the worst.
Ah, there you go.
The solution to this is, you begin to ask yourself, why do the older people smell differently? And It probably has something to do with, you know, how often they shower or bathe. It may also be have to do something with their clothing aging along with them. So the solutions here, make sure you shower and also air out your abode, because that's where the body odors can accumulate.
Yeah. All right. So the controversy of sugary drinks, we had a conversation going with Bertha, and it seemed to drop away. So give me a few more seconds here, Bertha, to be fair. Go ahead.
Hi, Bertha.
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry about that. But what I was saying is, as a parent, I always raised my children to drink milk and juices.
Raw milk.
So, well, no, I'm sorry. But now
you can be sorry. It still is better for him than the stuff you get out of the bottle at the store. But anyway, go ahead.
Just don't hang up on Bertha. Keep going.
All right.
I don't like milk, but I, you know, drink it with my cereal. Uh-huh. But I raise my children to drink milk, and they don't drink, you know, sodas. Or if they do, it's very rare. But I think Mayor Bloomberg is out of line to try and tell adults, well, what to drink and what to give the children.
Well, the unfortunate thing, Bertha, is that a lot of adults are clueless and they don't pay attention. So this is a way to get the discussion going anyway, whether it ever comes to anything or not. It's about the discussion because people just don't, we're not educated well.
Is that a little judgmental to say that people are clueless?
Yeah, no, I think people are. If they weren't clueless, they wouldn't look the way they are and be in the shape that they are in, Ken.
Yeah, but I think they know. I mean, I know a lot of very intelligent people with higher IQs than I do that do bad things to their body.
Well, okay. But isn't that, in a sense, in a way, is it being clueless or not caring? Is there a psychological side to this?
I think maybe it's more than just being clueless. I think that most people know that they're doing something bad, but they just like it or they deny it.
Yeah, well, you could apply that then. Maybe you're right. Smokers, most people who smoke.
I don't think there's a single person on planet Earth, unless they're mentally ill, that doesn't know that smoking's bad for them. And I deal with this all day. I talk to people who smoke. They all know it's not good for them.
So do you think that drinking these sugary drinks can be addictive, like using tobacco? Is there something in the drinks that is perhaps addictive?
I don't think everybody gets addicted to them, but I think there might be a subset of people who get addicted to them. I think the caffeine in them is probably more addictive than anything else, than the sugar.
But remember, there was a study that came out. We talked about it here a couple of years ago about what they put in the fat. It was some kind of sugary substance to get people addicted to the fries, the French fries.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that there probably are. You know, there's a fine line between, you know, loving and craving and being actually addictive, where you go into withdrawals. Addictive is, you know, a strong word where if you don't have something, you actually go into physical withdrawals.
Yep. 888-553-7536. Back to your calls for Dr. Ken. A few moments here. Stand by. This is Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health at half past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
After the hour, as we continue with the Good Day Health program, a focus on your medical problems, if you have them, your medical questions. The expert on the line is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. 888-553-7536 is his phone number. You can also reach him if you like his methods and you're going to be in the Orlando area. That's where he practices. You can call his office, Lake Cardiology, at 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. That's a good number to call during the week if you want to have him help you. Maybe you'll be a lifesaver. The discussion about arthritis, I see there's a study this week that suggests if you eat tart cherries, may be helpful. Why would they have to be? I don't like tart cherries. I like the sweet ones. What do I get with those?
I think there's a study you'll like. This is out of the American College of Sports Medicine Conference that's taking place in San Francisco this week. And what they report, Doug, is that tart cherries may have the highest anti-inflammatory content of any food, and they may help people with this osteoarthritis. As we mentioned earlier, osteoarthritis, it's the most common type of arthritis. It often is characterized as what we call wear and tear arthritis, and commonly found in athletes. And the discovery is that drinking tart cherry juice twice daily for 3 weeks led to significant reductions in important inflammatory markers, especially for women who had the highest inflammation levels at the beginning of the study. So along with providing the fruit's bright red color, how does this all work? Well, it's the antioxidant compounds in the tart cherries. It's a mouthful. They're called anthocyanins. And they have been specifically linked to high antioxidant capacity and reducing inflammation at levels comparable to some pain medications. So this may be a way to get as much anti-inflammatory effect as you do with medications that are probably tearing up your stomach.
Ah, there you go. 888-553-7536. Back to your calls. Lon is in Quincy, Illinois. Hi, Lon. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Thank you for providing this service, first of all.
Thank you, Lon.
I've been dealing with some swelling and some pain down the left side of my right foot for some time, and it's been gradual. Last night was one of the worst episodes I've ever had. It almost decided to go to the emergency room, but I touched it out. And well, I'm not sure what I'm dealing with.
Sure. Let's try. This must be swelling ankles and feet week, because I can't tell you how many people I saw in the office. I don't know whether it's the moon and the gravity, the tides or something, but this week was swelling of the feet in my office. The basic question, Lon, there's a number of things that can do this. The way we do some detective work is, I believe you said it's just one leg and not both legs, because there's a long list of causes, and they're different if they occur in one leg versus both legs, the swelling.
This is just in my foot, my right foot.
Just in your right foot, okay. And how long has it been going on for?
Well, it started out as a sharp pain in my big toe, and it's probably been 6 months, but that just comes and goes. But it's gradually gotten to the point where it's affecting my whole, the left side of my right foot. It's just going all the way up my foot now.
Okay, well, when you said it started in your big toe, the first, your first
yes.
big toe, you know what I think of immediately when you talk about pain localized initially to the big toe? That makes me
probably
think about
gout.
Yes, that makes me think about gout. Absolutely.
Okay. What do I do to treat this?
Well, you know, you can't pull your own teeth. And
okay.
You need to get to the doctor. I would start off with an internist or family doctor. If they'll probably measure your uric acid after they do an examination of the area and see if they can make the diagnosis. Sometimes they'll refer you to the specialist, the rheumatologist. But if it is gout, it's due to the accumulation of uric acid, which is a breakdown of certain proteins called purines, and this accumulates in the joints and can cause bad inflammation, swelling, hot joint. It can cause exactly what you're describing, and I have a concern that that's what's going on. The fact that it's been going on as long as it has reassures me somewhat. You know, we always think when you have swelling in one leg that you might have a clot, what we call a DVT, a deep vein thrombosis. But if it's been going on this long and you're still talking to me, I doubt that that's what it is. We also are concerned when it's in one leg, something called venous insufficiency, where just because of gravity, the pull down of the fluid down into the ankles, because the one-way doors, the valves and the veins, the pipes that bring the blood back to the heart just don't work real well. So you elevate your leg if the swelling goes down. Usually also with venous insufficiency, which is a very common cause of swelling in one leg, when you wake up because you've been lying flat all night, the gravity doesn't pull down the fluid, it looks dramatically better upon awakening. Is that what you're finding, Lon?
No, sir. Okay. The swelling is just recent, but the pain has been ongoing, but it just hasn't gotten real severe until, you know, like yesterday. It was the worst I'd ever experienced.
Well, I'm very concerned that this is probably gout. And, you know, I would want you to get to the doctor because you're going to need to be evaluated. There is a report this week in the Annals of Rheumatic Diseases. Do we have time to go over this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They talk about the foods to avoid if you want to avoid gout attacks. Because, as I mentioned, this gout, it's a type of inflammatory arthritis. It actually affects, welcome to the crowd, Lon, it affects 3 million Americans. It's quite common. And the condition occurs when too much uric acid builds up in the body, and it can lead to crystal deposits of uric acid in the joint. And what you describe, the big toe, that's the usual most common. And uric acid comes from the breakdown of purines, which are substances found in the body's tissues as well as in many foods. And people who had the highest amounts of these compounds called purines in their diets increased their risk of having a gout flare-up by almost 5 times compared to those eating the least purine-rich foods. So which are the foods that have the highest purine content? You may want to get out the pen and paper because I'll give you the list. It's liver, organ and game meats, sardines, mussels, anchovies, herring and beer, and I'll have this up on my website, but foods with moderate levels of purine, they include red meats, chicken, fish, asparagus. Also mushrooms, peas, beans, lentils, cauliflower, and spinach. And the other risk factors for gout include obesity and drinking too much alcohol and being male. So, Lon, you've got the male. I don't know, how's your weight? Is it a little short for your height?
Yes, I'm probably about 5'10 and about 215.
Okay, so you're an obese male. You've got two risk factors right there for gout. How about your adult beverage intake? How much alcohol do you drink a day?
I've been continuously sober for 7 years.
So you did have a problem in the past, though, I gather.
In the past,
okay,
yes.
Well, congratulations for getting sober, but, you know, that may have accumulated over the time. Did you hear that list of foods that I mentioned?
Are
those foods that you love to enjoy?
The first group I was not involved with, but the second group are my favorite things.
So the red meats, chicken, fish,
moderately,
asparagus, mushroom, peas, beans, lentils, cauliflower,
red
and
meat,
spinach.
Red meat, chicken, fish, yeah, all that.
So it really sounds to me, Lon, like you need to get to the doctor and get the gout taken care of, and usually with medication that can be handled. But even try the dietary changes, and that may be able to help you avoid it.
Sounds like excellent advice, Dr. Ken. Thank you, sir, for the call. 888-553-7536. Continue to hold if you're there. We'll get to your calls as quickly as we can here. It's a Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos on the air.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Major Frank Kohee, Jr., 2nd Infantry Division, 8th Army.
One of the bad things, we were sort of up in the mountain. Korea's pretty mountainous. And, of course, you know it gets colder. This was probably 40 degrees below zero weather, and all the ice roads were icy. I was driving a 2.5-ton truck. It got so bad, I was slipping and sliding and getting fired at, too, from the side. I don't think that was the Chinese yet. I think that was some of the North Koreans. But in any case, I had to get out by myself. And if you've never put chains on a 2.5-ton truck and 40 degrees below zero weather, you haven't had any fun.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
A U.S. citizen has been wrongly imprisoned in Dubai for 4 years without bail or trial, and American officials have yet to speak on his behalf. In 2008, Zach Shaheen was arrested and tortured amid allegations of corruption against his company. The U.S. government has since demanded fair treatment for many international prisoners, mostly non-U.S. citizens. But for Zach, silence. In desperation, Zach has declared a hunger strike. Must he die before he receives the same treatment his government gave to non-Americans? Zach's American attorney, Jim Jatras.
Zach's been held for 4 years and not a peep from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton should publicly insist that Zach be treated fairly as she speaks out for prisoners in China, Ukraine, or Iran. She should demand his release or bail and a fair public trial so Zach can disprove the baseless charges against him.
Help save Zach. Visit FreeZach.com and urge your senators and congressmen to take action.
It's 15 minutes before the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronos, who not only is here on the air every weekend for 2 hours to take your calls, but does timeless research or spends lots of time, and many of the things that he writes about have applicability all year, all of your life. I find the work that you do, this sort of underscores leadership. We have a dearth of leadership in our country. Every once in a while I get off onto this philosophical bent here. What you do is inspiring to many people, Ken. I feel like I'm giving you an honorary PhD at some baccalaureate setting for graduation. But you tell people to sort of wake up in a gentle way. I hit people over the head a little bit. In your extraordinary way, lead through your own example. I think that you're so dedicated to helping other folks, developing theories, trying to master the exploration, if you will. It all has to do with coaching. And it's a personal one-on-one thing that you do in your office and here with all the people that are listening. This is the most listened to medical program on the air on the weekend, not on radio stations, but on the internet. And it's because people respond to you as an explorer. You are not, you know, you're not out there. You don't go as far as I do, or I'd like you to sometimes. But you do look for concealed opportunities to root out the causes of people's pain. And that really, in terms of medicine, is what, you know, that's really what the task is here. And thus we have the Good Day Health newsletter that Dr. Ken edits every week. And the Good Day Health newsletter is aimed at bringing you a lot of information on a specific item each week. So what's the score this week?
Well, thank you, Doug. It seems like I am achieving my mission. Thank you. You describe it so well. This week, we walk on a delicate issue, but an issue of most importance to most of us. The latest news about sexual health, and we've gone to the medical journals in the last 3 months, taken the practical breakthroughs, the practical information about sexual health, and we've included them in this week's newsletter.
All right, so you get the newsletter by doing one of two things. You go to drkenshow.com, which obviously is Ken's radio presence. You see the info in the newsletter. Click on, would you like to receive this newsletter? And put in your email address. That's all you have to do. We're not selling you anything. It's really very cool. Same thing for dougstephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N.com. You can go to my website, and you'll see a picture of Dr. Ken in the co-host box. Click on his picture. Again, up comes the health newsletter. And would you like to subscribe? And you put in, you're not going to get sold anything. You'll have all kinds of information that will be helpful. Another focus on things that are important. Another opinion, if you will, about special news items of the day. Check it out either at drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com. Mark, listening in Hagerstown, Maryland, say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hello there. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Mark. Glad to have you with you. I have a cousin who lives not too far from you. Nice part of the world.
Yes, it is. I have a question for you. About 3 years ago, I went and had the stress test for the first time. They said I had an aneurysm in my aorta, and they was really, you know, big deal about it at the time. They said I should have it checked every year. Well, that's been 3 years ago. Every year I go back, they said, well, don't worry about it. You know, it's just minute. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Do I have anything to worry about?
Go to a new doctor. I'd say that would fix things up pretty well.
My gosh, I'm shocked that they would leave you in a state like that.
My God. Isn't that all? I mean, just think about it.
Just, you know.
I mean, here's this guy who doesn't know. Don't worry about it. What a stupid answer.
I'm ashamed at my colleagues that they would put you in a position like this, but I'm glad, Mark, to be here. And it just seems like this is
stupid.
I'm surprised that this is occurring. But let me help, Mark, because this is not your issue. I'm not surprised at you. I'm surprised at the folks that are
stupid.
Taking care of you. But, Mark, look, first of all, an aneurysm is nothing more than an enlargement in the diameter of a pipe. Remember those balloons we made the dogs with for the kids, those long pipe-like balloons? We'd blow them up and we just twist them and make them into dogs.
Well, yeah, but they explained everything to me, how a little, you know, bump
Give me a second, Mark. Give me a second. And an aneurysm is nothing more than the pipe diameter getting beyond a certain level. My question for you is, where in your aorta is the problem? Is it the chest or is it the abdomen, the belly?
The chest.
Okay, so you have a thoracic aortic aneurysm, and we get very concerned about those when they get to be 5.5 centimeters. They have a high chance of rupturing. It was identified. How was it picked up? And we're getting close to running out of time here.
Well, they hit. Give me that.
CT scan?
Yes.
And what was the size of it? Do you know?
2 centimeters or something like that.
No, it would have to be more than that, the diameter.
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you call back next week. Find out how big it is, and I'll tell you exactly what to do.
And go and find out how big it is by going to a different
doctor.
Watch
your blood pressure. Don't lift heavy weights. And
51
we'll talk
pass.
More about it.
Dr. Ken on the air.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods has superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back to the report earlier in the hour about laughter and optimism and how it'll bring you a long life. This is all the stuff these Monty Python shows were just plain stupid. And stupid in a fun, not like I used the word a few minutes ago with regard to the doctor, fun, silly stuff. Just laugh because it's That's fun so to healthy. Laugh. It's just silly stuff.
Watch a funny movie tonight. It's such a healthy thing to do.
888-553-7536. Questions about dry skin and what to put on your skin. We often talk about the face and the hands and things that will get rid of age spots, that kind of stuff. But we don't much treat the areas of the body that often your butt, your back. People always are questioning if you're itchy. That's the thing that bothers a lot of people. You get to a point where you have itchy skin. What do you do about that?
Well, we can talk about dry skin or itchy.
Do dry and itchy go together? Not necessarily. Do they go together? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know, you
either
there
or.
Are, you know, what are the symptoms of dry skin? And you can, usually dry skin, you kind of feel your skin's a little tight, and it may feel like it's shrunk. It may look rough rather than smooth. Itching, or what doctors call pruritus, is often a symptom of dry skin. You can see some flaking, scaling, or peeling, some fine lines or cracks, even redness. But even sometimes it can bleed when it's really serious if you just let it go. We just past the kind of weather that you have this with. Usually the skin is driest in the winter when the temperatures and humidity levels just drop a whole lot. And the winter conditions just make this a lot worse. Hot baths and showers can make dry skin worse. Harsh soaps and detergents. Sun exposure. Also, central heating and air conditioning. I know if I live in electric heating, that just dries my skin out like a rotisserie. I feel like I'm being baked. And I notice that. Sometimes thyroid problems, especially low thyroid, hypothyroidism can cause dry skin. Psoriasis, you know, when you scale and that is especially associated with dry skin. the thing that you want to do when you're treating this is to one of my favorite products is something you can get over the counter called Eucerin, E-U-C-E-R-I-N. It's a wonderful product. You can get it over the counter, and it nicely moisturizes the skin, and you don't need a prescription for it.
There you go. All right, some help from Dr. Ken, which is what he's all about with regard to dry and itchy skin. Al in Cocoa Beach, Florida, listening to WMEL. Hi, Al.
Hi, Dan.
You tell us what's going on with you.
Well, my wife wants to go to the doctor and gynecologist. I was wondering what tests you should have.
Well, you know, you don't want to play doctor. What you should do is make sure you have a good doctor, and more importantly, you should have your history rehearsed before you go there, and you should have whatever symptoms she's currently having a good understanding so she can clearly describe each of her symptoms, when they started, what they feel like, what brings them on, what makes them feel better, where they're located in her body. She should come with all of her medicines, make sure that the doses, the names, how often she takes them, know the past medical history of her, what kind of surgery she's had, hospitalizations, what kind of prior illnesses. I think it's more important that you come with the information, have a good doctor, and then based on whatever symptoms she has, then decide. You know, at age 60, she should get a tetanus shot, diphtheria tetanus shot every 10 years. You should talk about herpes zoster, that shingles immunization at age 60. Other than that, depending on whether she's had a blood transfusion in the past, you want to screen for hepatitis C. And she'll need some routine maintenance with the gynecologist, obviously a pap smear. And also mammograms are also very important at that time. All these things are prevention. Get the blood pressure, the blood cholesterol, the blood sugar checked. These are all the usual things that will be done.
And there you go. Al, it's wonderful that you're careful about what's going on with your wife. It's very important. It's a sweet, swell thing. Normally, don't we find, although I guess when...
You really care.
Exactly. You really care about something, doesn't make any difference whether it's the man or the woman they're taking care of the other person. That's good. Congratulations to you, sir. 888-553-7536. Another hour for you to converse to the core or heart of your medical problem or just listen to Can Help Others coming right up here. Good day weekend. Good day health.